95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour right now. Guy, you know that because it's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh Amelia, SR Parade World Headquarters, socially distanced, being very social because they dropped off some tasty beverages for us this morning. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You know, we're good. The SR Parade fleet, as you can find this out if you go to srparade.com/beer finder, you can find this out. But you look at that fleet, there's a lot of beers in there. I mean, there's a lot.
There's a lot.
I don't even know how many. Josh, you're probably going to have been counting them, but don't worry about the math. Just tell us what we're going to taste today.
Well, today we got some something a little different. We got some imports.
Okay. I like going overseas.
Overseas, exactly. And it's probably all stuff you may have heard of before, but never really had the opportunity to try or was curious, and so we'll talk about it today.
You know, I was in Total Wine like last week, and I really had that thing where I was like, you know what? I bet a lot of these overseas beers are tasty. I just don't have the guts to try them. So let's dig in. Where do we start?
We're gonna start with Amstel Light.
Okay.
Right, especially with the partnership they have right now with Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
Have you guys seen that?
With old Lefty, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Friends with Phil. So, and actually, if you post a picture to Instagram or Twitter, use the hashtag Friends with Phil and hashtag Amstel Contest, you can have a chance to meet Phil Mickelson next year and go to a golf tournament.
Man, I would love to do that, you guys, for him to see my golf swing, because I feel like it would entertain him. I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you've been known to hit the ball in the opposite direction.
I did hit a ball right, behind me once.
Somehow.
But I gotta tell you, it went a long way behind me. Let's point that out. Okay, so now Amstel, go ahead and give us the origin.
All right, so this is out of Amsterdam. They've been around since 1870, which is a very, very long time.
Man.
Have they ever changed have they changed the recipe, or is it pretty much the same as they did back then?
To my knowledge, this is pretty much what they've been running with the whole time. I mean, obviously, they have their regular version out there, but overseas here, you'll see Amstel Light a lot. Clocking at 3.5%, so it's a little bit lower ABV.
Really?
But it's delicious.
A very classic. The only way I can really describe it personally is it has a very classic import taste.
Yes.
It's delicious.
It's distinctively something you would know isn't brewed over here, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can pick that up.
And at under 4%, you're like, you wouldn't think you would have that much flavor, but this thing's popping with flavor, too.
Yeah, so the other weird thing I thought was, over here we're 3.5%, like I said, but in other countries, they do type, but it's 2.5% in some countries and 4% in others. Huh. So we're right dead in the middle, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly is a very serviceable beer. So if you get the thing
excellent.
On... you get yourself a six and you're good to go, or you go chase it down on draft somewhere, or if you're in Phil Mickelson's golf cart, you can probably unlimited.
Toss me one of those, buddy.
That's right. And listen, the light beer is it's become a big thing right now because now that we're sweating it out in August, I'm not sure that this summer weight is going away. I'm just going to add to it, but this won't do it. It's light.
So if you're asking Phil, if you're asking Phil Mickelson for one of these, and he says how many, and you go four.
Right, you do that. Guy, I'd high five you, but you're too far away. All right, that's a good start. Now, next up, we have a big boy can from where?
We got Red Stripe.
Oh,
everybody's heard of Red Stripe.
Oh my God!
Do you know where Red Stripe originated? And
I'm gonna throw this one out and say Jamaica.
Wrong.
Bahamas.
Nope.
Okay.
Try Illinois.
Oh, that's not far at all. You don't even need a passport to go there.
Yeah, so it originated in Illinois back in 1928, and then they sold it to a company in the UK. They kept it and brewed it there for a while, and now it is in Jamaica. And it is known, you know, like you said at first, it is known as a Jamaican beer. And they have a very distinct lifestyle attached to it, beach, fun in the sun. And that's just where they're at with it.
Right. Now, and I've never had Red Stripe in a can before. I've had it in those iconic Red Stripe bottles many times. I'm almost liking this flavor more, too, even though it still tastes like a Red Stripe, but it seems to have a lot more pop.
This is new for me. I've never had a Red Stripe.
Really?
As far as the cans are concerned, we're tasting those today. You're going to find those over on kind of beachside, over like places like Ocean Deck, but mostly retail stores and the Publixes and in those retail stores out there, you're going to find the 12-packs and 6-pack bottles.
Nice. Okay. And by the way, let me go ahead and sound the bell for a Guy First Time Brew Review beer. Let's hear it for that. That's a special moment. Yes.
All right. Now, I think that's the only time we ring that bell.
I think it's been a couple of times.
It's got a lot of dust on it, though. It hasn't been hit in a while.
I like this. It's good.
Yeah. For the lifestyle that you would associate with Red Stripe, it's funny that intern Steve recently had a Red Stripe experience where he found them. I believe he found them on a BOGO or a discount situation, and he also had not tried them. He said he remembers trying the first one and then went, "Oh, these are really good," and then they were gone. And that's all he could relay. So that's a success story as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed. Yeah. These only clock in at 4.7, so the same as your domestic beers out there, but with a little bit more fun.
That's very good, man. I do like it. All right. So now you don't need a passport for this. Josh and Amelia are putting you on their international wings and flying year round beers of the world. We will get to round two coming up next here on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.